You're listening to Reflections, the Wisdom of Edgar Cayce. We're back with David Riblett, talking about the Glad Helpers prayer group.
And then there's a smaller group on the emergency prayer chain. As I mentioned earlier, that occurs 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And it's done by both phone and by internet now, since it's easy to be connected either way. The different people on the emergency prayer chain, some people pray for the name once a day, and they add it to the time that they pray for names. And then other people pray for it several times a day. There's one member who leaves the names by her phone. So when she ends up by the phone, she will pray for them again, because those people have felt drawn to ask for a really immediate prayer. So different Glad Helpers, again, do it different ways.
Hmm.
And those are probably the two things Glad Helpers do outside of the group. We also would tend to meditate, because part of what we're doing as Glad Helpers is seeking to raise our own personal vibration so that we can be more helpful to those who come seeking. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done on oneself. And that's actually one of the biggest joys that I've experienced, is as I've done this, I grow so much. To go back to the emergency prayer chain, just as an example, I'd only been on the emergency prayer chain about a week. And the person who called me to let me know the name of the person actually said what their condition was. They said they'd suddenly gone blind.
Hmm.
Well, I didn't really want to hear that, because I was just wanting to pray for the person that, for whatever they needed. But what I found really interesting, and I happen to know from working at the Heritage Store this person, and I already knew that they had a vision problem. I had already been under the impression that they were blind. So it was kind of an odd call to get, because I had a background that most other people wouldn't have. But interestingly enough, when that call came in, I prayed for the person, and then immediately after that, I saw four things in my own life differently. By praying for someone else, I was able to grow and to be able to experience things differently myself. And I'm sure that each and every Glad Helper could tell you similar stories of their own experiences, because the work is so powerful that it just changes our own individual consciousness. And not for us to be able to say, oh, we've changed our consciousness. It's so we can do the work better. There's a letter from Edgar Cayce that's in this month's, this quarter's Venture Inward. And it talks a little bit about the Glad Helpers. It says, practically all the groups have a part in the work of the Glad Helpers, or have organized their own Glad Helpers groups. This is the prayer group in each study group, and the results are amazing when one reads the reports. Too much cannot be said for this part of the work. Words fail me. One must experience to know. And that's a letter that's on page 50 of the April through June 2010 Venture Inward from Edgar Cayce.
Can anyone start their own Glad Helpers group?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. There are probably 15 to 20 Glad Helpers groups that are out there in the U.S. and the world. The Glad Helpers and prayer services are beginning to connect up to those groups again. Interestingly enough, sometimes one can be so involved in what's going on here as a group, or a group can be so involved they don't do some of the reach outs to other groups. We've just started to do that. We are also reaching out to the study groups, because the letter I read from Edgar Cayce mentioned that each study group often had a GLAD helpers group as part of it. So interestingly enough, the search for God material, which is where the study groups come from, and the GLAD helpers were very interconnected. At first, members in the search for God, some of them were also GLAD helpers. So the search for God, as it worked through 13 years, because it also started in 1931 and went to, I believe, 1944 before they got through all the search for God experiences. We've actually tracked the search, what the search for God group was on at the same time as the readings where the GLAD helpers readings came through. And it's interesting to see where each group was when the particular readings came through. So one of the things we're doing right now, there's an article on page 20 of this April through June venture inward, Search for God with the GLAD Helpers. It's encouraging people who are part of the Search for God to add the GLAD Helpers book to their studies, because as the author of this piece, Elaine Joyce Singer suggests, the search for God is about the qualities of life, and the GLAD helpers is about applying them. So the two really do work hand in hand. We are going to be at Congress this year, and we are going to have the Meditation One books available. And we strongly suggest that anybody that's with the Search for God group who's attending Congress, or is with the Search for God group or another healing prayer group, anytime they're in town and can join one of the GLAD Helpers groups on Wednesday morning, please do, and talk to us about what you can do back in your own area with either a Search for God group using this material or a healing prayer group. The book is that we use, the Meditation One, we do have available. We have it available for $7 a copy. I don't know if I said earlier that a couple donations permitted it to be reprinted. It was down to about 12 books left, and as usual, when something important with the Casey work comes up, people step forth and make sure that it continues on. So we have a few hundred of these books. There's something that someone could take back to their local area and use as part of either a healing prayer group or a Search for God group that would also like to apply the healing prayer aspect. Many of the Search for God groups, if they've been going for years and years, have read through the material a number of times. And certainly there are new group members who join who wouldn't have gone through the material yet, who benefit from going through it again. But this is a perfect adjunct to do in addition to the Search for God for any Search for God group that's looking for something else to also study within a group format.
Now, you mentioned the GLAD Helpers presentation at the ARE Congress in June. Are you going to be there?
I intend to be, yes. Most of our group, if they are able to attend during that time, will be there, because it's such a great chance to share what we've personally experienced with other people and inspire them to experience it too. We're still working on all of what we will cover. It will be a very, by necessity, an abridged form of what we would do with GLAD Helpers. We'll go over spiritual prayer, we'll do a very short meditation, and we will do laying on of hands. But I believe that we have an hour and a half at Congress, and usually we're going for a longer time during our Wednesday morning meetings. We typically go for at least 2 hours, from 9:30 to 11:30 before we start our sharing. If we still have people who are seeking laying on of hands at 11:30, we do extend the session. So Congress will be somewhat abbreviated, Because it's many of the people of Congress are life members, it's such a wonderful chance to share this particular different angle of the work. Many life members do come up and join us. Always glad to see them. But it hasn't been, it's been generally a individual interest on that person's part rather than actually a forum at Congress. So we're very, very pleased to be presenting this at Congress this year.
I guess people can find out more about the ARE Congress in June by going to edgarcasey.org and then clicking on events.
I would suspect that would be a good way to do it.
Speaking of the website, where online can people submit prayer requests? We'll be right back with more with David Riblett on Reflections, the Wisdom of Edgar Casey.